A Touch of Evil by Richard J. O'Day. Chapter 1. Francis Xavier O'Brien leaned back in his leather desk chair and looked around his office in the New England building. The old building had been restored, the hardwood floors refinished, walls painted a soft white up to the high tin ceiling. The two long windows looked out on a mission, winos and street people already gathering for a free lunch. But with the charming contrasts of Pioneer Square, the fourth floor of the mission was a luxury apartment with a roof garden, brilliant with pots of impatiens and two palms. Just across First Street he could see the excellent Elliott Bay bookstore, where he had already gone to hear Richard Ford speak. In the generous office he had two comfortable chairs and a reading table where he could place books, or meet with clients less formally than sitting at his desk. One wall was lined with books, an eclectic collection that traced the history of O'Brien's life. There were books of philosophy, theology, Russian novels, and law books. When he was a young Jesuit scholastic, his provincial, Father Conlon, sent him to St. Louis University to study philosophy, which he did with moderate success before returning to Baltimore to teach sophomore Latin at Loyola High School for the usual 3 years of Jesuit regency. Frank was happy there, well-liked by his fellow Jesuits and by his students. His roundish face wore a near continuous smile. He laughed easily, and if everyone liked him, he liked everyone. Though he was short, verging on heavy, he was fast and remarkably agile. He helped coach the football team and never hesitated to mix it up with the players, thus winning their respect. This uncomplexly masculine life might have continued had not a group of students from Seattle University arrived on campus. The principal received them with all the hospitality owed to students of an